Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of The Chat. Tonight's episode is a memory of the famous daytime anchor Hugh Downs, who passed away recently. Our thoughts and prayers are with his friends, family, and other loved ones. And now let's just hop right into things. We've got so much to discuss tonight, especially surrounding the news stories that are going on at Days of Our Lives. But before we hop into it all, let's talk to our co-host. Tiggs, how are ya?
I'm fucking swell, Casey. How are you?
Alan, how are you?
I'm so Twitter's villain this week. I'm great.
And the Erica Kane of the show of Twitter of the whole universe. Dee, how are ya?
Golden, bald, and beautiful, baby.
And then the man who can melt your heart like Johnny Mathis singing Wonderful, Rodrigo, how are you?
I am good, Casey. Thank you.
Okay, don't take it too far. It was just kind of... Okay, so let's talk about everything Days of Our Lives. So much to discuss. If you're not a Days fan, exit stage left right now, because that's practically going to be this whole podcast.
No, to hell with that. They need to exit their ass to the NBC app and watch it.
Well, Tiggs, we'll start with you. And we'll also start with the news of Greg Ming being out as co-executive producer and also being let go from his role at Corday Productions after 30 years. So, Tiggs, talk to us about it. What are your thoughts on this?
This feels like Ken being in panic mode. And I think it's more so now than how it usually is this time of year because of the pandemic and everything. And the show pretty much going 6 months without taping anything. And when they come back, they got to catch up and everything. I think he just said, you know what, Greg? I'm trying to keep this show going. You got to go. And it probably was a cost-cutting measure. But I'm pretty sure he was getting paid a king's ransom being there for 30 years. I mean, I'm fine. Like, get somebody up in there. That don't cost too much. That'll get this show back on track. While Ken allegedly be at the golf course, we good. Just wear a mask.
So, Alan, of course, many people were talking about a Greg Ming replacement, and because of her friendship with Steve Kent, the horrific and dastardly Jill Farren Phelps came into discussion. So what would you think if she did go to Days to take Greg's co-executive producer position?
That's not going to happen. She's too damn expensive. And if he really did get her in some way, she wouldn't be able to do half the shit she'd want to do. No explosions, no running over no damn kids, no blowing up old sets. Nothing that she, the hallmarks of Jill Farren Phelps, she did able to do. What the fuck would she do with a fucking community theater budget? Nothing. It'd be wasted her time and our time. And she just let Albert Allar ride this ship until it ends. He's pretty much a day-to-day producer now, so Greg Manning being out is that big of a deal.
All I could think about when people kept bringing Jill Farren Phelps into the discussion is FOJ's playing roles on Days, and I can hear it now. The role of Jack Devereaux is now being played by Kale Brown.
Oh, God.
The first thing you let. Do.
And, you know, if Jensen Buchanan wasn't too busy allegedly running people down with her car in the streets, then she'd be Jennifer. So, Rodrigo, what do you make of the whole news of Greg being out? Do you think it would even be a good idea for Jill to so much as touch that show if possible? And do you think there even needs to be a replacement?
No. We're going to put Jill Farren fuck up to the side. We don't even want to talk about her. I don't know why. Anytime a producer gets fired in daytime, that's the number one person y'all want to bring up is Jill Farren fuck up. Thank you, Jamie Gittin, for that. But that I just don't... No, I don't even want to put her in the discussion. Like Tate said, this is Ken panicking again. This is not news. when it comes to Days of Our Lives, they always have some type of producer fire, cast massacres. It's been going on for the last 15 years on this show. It's nothing new. Greg getting the boot, I think it was a shock to everyone. Like, oh my God, the longest running producer on that show just got let go. And then in the same breath, people are saying, oh, you let go of the wrong person, Albert Lahr. I have never heard, I didn't even know Albert Lahr was black until the daytime movie. I didn't even know that.
Me either.
So I didn't know nothing about Albert Lahr and what he stands for. And they're like, oh, they fired the wrong person. It should be Albert because he doesn't like the gay storyline. He scrapped Black Lives Matter storyline. He got rid of Leo because Leo was too gay. I mean, I just heard it's all type of mess. I'm just like, okay. But there are other producers on that staff.
We must say this is all allegedly.
Allegedly. That's all the Twitter rumors that were coming when everyone found out Greg was fired. It's nothing new. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes at Days now. People are speculating maybe this is the end of Days and they're just getting ready to end the show. I just think it's just Ken is in panic mode and this is what Ken does to refocus the show. We'll see another SOD cover. The plan to save Days of Our Lives. Like, we've seen this like over and over.
The badly photoshopped photo.
And this is the same show that got rid of Deirdre Hall and Drake Hogan. Don't forget, they fired Deirdre Hall and Drake Hogan.
So, both on the wheel. Both on the wheel.
Yes. So anything is possible. And when we get into the other discussion on the other fireings, anything's possible on this show. So I was not surprised. I'm just a little shocked because I guess this has been down the line for a while. I've heard rumors that this is going to be the worst summer of Days right now, just behind the scenes wise. It's just nothing's going to make sense until the fall. So I just wasn't surprised by his firing.
So now, Rodrigo brought up Albert Lahr, and we've heard before that Greg took care of the more innovation side of Days, the picture books, the web series ideas, things that were supposed to drum up revenue for Days, but really allegedly had no greater impact. Meanwhile, you see Albert, who is supposedly revered as this more Paul Rauch type of person, always in the office, always on that set. So what do you think of the difference between the two? And what do you think of Greg ultimately being the one to be shown the door?
Well, Days is trying to save money. We know this happens all the time, every year, like clockwork. Like, you can pretty much set a calendar alarm to remind you that Days is about to fire somebody. Here it comes. So I'm kind of surprised that it was Greg. But if you're trying to save money, you go to the most expensive person. So it does make sense. Albert, I met him. I'm gonna pray for him. All I can say is I'm gonna pray, because I mean, I know people trash Greg, but I hate to tell you this, most people that watch Days of Our Lives watch it online. Have been trashing Days' ratings. Like, every week when the ratings report come out, people just start going in, and I'm just like, I don't even watch Days live except when I'm live tweeting it. I watch it online.
Me too. I watch it on the NBC app. I've been watching on the NBC app for like since that damn
NBC. Days is one of NBC. I think Days is NBC's most streamed show. So I feel like a lot of the flack that Days takes for ratings is skewed, because they're not counting how many people actually go online to watch it, because how many people are actually at home to be able to watch it at the time that it comes on? Not a lot. I mean,
well, in their last five plus seven ratings data in the last round of that, they did gain about 200,000 viewers from the live plus seven. So you make an interesting point for their ratings.
I mean, as far as the day-to-day stuff that goes on, I feel like they need to get somebody that they, I mean, if you're going to get somebody, you might as well go get Wendy Rich. At least she knows how to run a show and bring in ratings. Do that.
Hello.
I mean, if you're going to go poach people, whoever the hell it is, and I know who it is, and I'm not going to call them out by name because you're trash, for saying Joe Farron Phelps, I'm not going to have Steve Burton popping up in Salem. Okay, that is not going down.
I couldn't afford him.
Okay, good Lord.
I'm not going to sit there and be like, I'm trying to be chill about this, but Joe Farron Phelps will fire 12 people to give Steve Burton there. If it's money that he needs, she will find it for him. We had to suffer through that on Young and the Restless, so I'm not trying to do this. So whoever it is calling for Jill, you need to go back to your cave, stay where you're at, and get Wendy Rich. Get somebody that actually understands the ins and outs of daytime and that actually cares about the genre and won't just completely fuck up your show. If you're going to do that, do that.
Laura Linda Gottlieb out of retirement, you know, something that would really make an impact on the show. And somebody who knows the budget, that's Days' biggest thing. And you know, all of these firings that are coming up, which we'll get to the big one in a bit, you know, they are going to free up money, but that money is so crucial to go to other things that we all know it's not going to change a set, it's not going to change a clothing budget, it's not going to change anything. That money is going to go to somewhere else because the show is so broken, allegedly, behind the scenes with other things. So we'll see what happens, and we'll see if Greg is even replaced. But now, before we get into the bigger news of the week besides Greg, let's talk about A. Martinez, who is heading back to the show in the role of the Hernandez patriarch. Tiggs, what do you think of A. Martinez coming back for a character that, in my opinion, wasn't really needed? As none of us can hear Tiggs.
I like A. Martinez. The only person that people care about is Gabby. All the other Hernandez, nobody gives a damn. Ariana had promise, but they killed her. Then nobody care about that dry ass mama. Then nobody care about A. Martinez. Then nobody care about the 17 Darios they casted. Nobody cared. So what are you coming back for?
You reminded me of Marcy Miller's first Emmy reel, where she was like, everybody cares about Dario, nobody cares about me. And that is how I feel with this writing.
Hopefully he's coming back to write off Rafe. Hello, Rafe needs to die. Bye.
Rafe didn't need a write-off.
I already got a film, child.
Rafe could have just been one of those characters. Like, you could have heard, like, seen Galen's last episode on a Friday, and then on a Monday, Julie's like, oh yeah, he's in Africa, because that's where everybody in Salem goes. He is a police officer at a zoo, and he's doing good, and Mike and Robin are there too. Rafe doesn't need a send-off, so I get why A. Martinez is coming back, but honestly, you don't need to give him some big...
Who cares?
I feel like it's out of respect for Galen that they're having this person come back, because Galen's been in daytime so long. Because, to be honest, I think there's like 12 people that care about Rafe Hernandez.
I feel so sorry for Galen. Because he seems like such a great guy, but
he really is.
I like Galen as an actor.
After him and Sammy was over there first time around, I didn't get too far.
Oh, I love Sammy and Rafe. That's the only time I've
played that character. I'm just like,
yeah.
Can we please bring on Mackenzie Westmore as anybody to save this character? And I liked him with Jordan, but they fucked that up. So I'm just
I liked him with Jordan too, because I liked Jordan and Kate.
I like Rafe and Kate together. I thought that was the only pairing. I thought they were pretty.
I just can never get invested. I can never get invested with a Kate pairing, because you know it ain't gonna last. I'm like, put her ass back with Roman. Shit. Every time they put Kate with somebody, you know the shit ain't gonna last. So it's like,
and you brought up an interesting point, because that's the only time Josh Taylor has ever worked for me as Roman, when he was with Kate. And that's because Lauren was doing the heavy lifting
Yeah, like I said, I didn't mind. I don't mind him as Roman. Like I said, Chris Cotton, Chick Child, I don't know nothing about that. And like I said, that Alex North bullshit fucked up Ray North for me, so I'm good.
So, but, Alan, what do you think of A. Martinez coming back?
Well, I've pretty much heard what Ray Sex is going to be, and it's not the worst sex ever, but it's a bit wonky, so not really excited for it. It's going to be weird, so...
It ain't gonna be weird for me as long as he the fuck off my screen. Bye.
The best line that Galen has ever delivered on the show was when he said to Hope, "Just say it, said I'll never be Bo." And I said, "Yep, exit stage left. Go on."
Should have just left then. Saved us a whole bunch of time. Exactly.
So now let's get into the news that everybody is discussing. The news that even the big trade.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
So, if you do not want to know about Days of Our Lives and who is coming and going, if you are not on that Bird app, you need to fast forward in this podcast now. See, this is how you do this on Twitter. They keep people out of your mentions, Alan. I'm just saying.
You leave Alan alone. So anyway, on and off. For 37 years and for over 4,000 episodes, Christian Alfonso has played the role of Hope Williams Brady. And when Days resumes production in September, she will not be coming back. She has opted not to renew her contract. Furthermore, she has already taped her final episode. Rodrigo, we'll go to you first.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, for those that don't know, Christian Alfonso and I, we're from the same hometown of Brockton, Massachusetts. So that's why I call her my hometown homie, because like we went to the same high school and all that. So I have a little special connection to Christian. And I just, when I heard she was leaving, she said, "Not no, but hell no, I'm about to set. I'm going to the next chapter of my life." I just said, oh my God, she must have been done with the bullshit, or they tried to tell her you need to take this pay cut, and she said, not no, but hell the fuck no. Because I can barely get paid, I can barely get an NBC check up with you motherfuckers, so I'm gonna have to go. And I don't fault, if that's what happened, I don't fault her for that. 37 years, she's made one of the biggest impacts in soap history. She's one of the biggest soap operas. Couples, super couples in soap history. So I feel that she's paid her dues, but the last 3 or 4 years of her on the show have not. The first time Peter Recko left that show, they didn't know what to do with her. The second time Peter Recko left that show, they really didn't know what to do with her because they just put her in one shit wonky story after another. Even Ron couldn't even save that mess because it just wasn't. Except for the Princess Gina, which they've always gone to save that character, was to go to the Princess Gina angle, which it works sometimes, but sometimes you're just like, if that's all you can give Christian Alfonso after years of service to your show, then baby, then I'm not mad at her for leaving. I'm going to miss the character of Hope. There was so much you could have done with this character. So much you could have done. But like a lot of actresses that are known for just being for a couple, sometimes when they're all by themselves, and I call it Jeannie Francis has gotten over that hump of not being with Tony Gary anymore and being on her own. But the fact they couldn't do the same for Christian Alfonso, who was just as popular as Jeannie Francis back then, if not more, it's just a testament that they just didn't have nothing for her to do. And how you don't have anything to do for Hope Williams Brady, I don't know why. I just don't. So more power to Christian. If this is her choice, she said, "Fuck it. You're not gonna cut my pay. You ain't fucking with me no more. I'm just gonna move on to the next." Great. Now everybody's wishful casting her.
Will get into that, I guess.
I've seen some good ideas. I've seen some really not so good ideas, but there's so many possibilities. And if you producers are not there, at least try to make an offer to this superstar. I
they will.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know they will.
Yeah. So more proud of Christian, but I'm so gonna miss her. Hope is like one of those characters that whether you like her or hate, you love her or hate her, you can't deny she's been part of this show's history. And she's made an impact for years. So I don't know.
Well, and you know, a lot of people have taken the time to brought up something you mentioned, Rodrigo, which was the writing has not been that great for Hope for many years. You know, a lot of people liked her with Aiden, including myself, then they fucked that up. Thank you, Dita Higley. And then she's kind of just been, she's kind of just been floating out in the water with no life raft. And so, you know, I take a look at the character of Bo. And when Hope wasn't there, I loved Bo and Carly. I loved Bo and Billy. I think there was always so much, such a placement for the character of Bo. But with Hope, it always seemed like they fell apart. So, Tiggs, do you think, well, I should say, do you agree with me that there's always something for the character of Hope and that they always just didn't take the time to give Christian what she was worth story-wise?
Of course. Like, I will miss my fancy face. But Days has done that with all the Super Cubs. Without Jack, they don't know what the hell to do with Jennifer. Without Pass, they don't know what the hell to do with Caleb. They do this shit all the time. Christian Alfonso goes, well, no, certain days, but she's still fucking gorgeous. You couldn't have found no man that was 50 years old that could be hot with her? Like, I always go back to what I said. When Peter Werkle left back in 2012, they should have recast Buck. It would have been fine. They should have recast. Or when they decided to bring him back in 2015, they could have just wrote them out together instead of killing him the same way they fucking did Lexi. Like, it's stupid. It was stupid. They could have done so much with Hope. Like, but no, she got saddled with Aiden, hated her with Aiden. Aiden was more suited for like Nicole or Jennifer. He's like a romantic comedy, a rom-com type character. That's not for Hope. Hope needs a rugged, she needs someone like Bo, but not Bo. And Aiden was too wussy for her.
Well, but, you know, I think
she was hot.
I think Aiden was very, I think Aiden was very true.
She was hot with that man that worked with Nicole in the church. I forgot his name. He was ex-convict and stuff like that. Bullshit. They were fucking hot. They could have redeemed him, put him with Hope. But no, we can't have
But I always shit. Think, you know, you talk about Hope. Having to have more of a rugged Bo type guy. I don't think that's true at all because Hope, even though she's so badass, and we love Fancy Face being so badass, she is a romantic at heart. And that was her problem with Bo initially, is that he wasn't willing to be that type of guy for her until, you know, he wrestled her onto that ground in that big ass dress and we have all the good men gone. But, you know, Hope, you know, worked so well with Aiden because it went back to her roots of being that young, in-love girl. And, you know, when you go through your husband missing and you meet this widow and you fall in love, I think that was very true. And then they had to do that very wonky doppelganger brainwashing story. But anyway, Alan, let's move on to the wishful casting process of Christian Alfonso. My dear Candace Mack, and I agreed with her right off the bat, suggested Christian as Taylor on The Bold and the Beautiful. So where would you want to put Christian Alfonso? Do you agree with her wanting for her to go to B&B as Taylor, or do you want her somewhere else?
Be honest, I don't want to write any other soap. I'm not a Christian Alfonso fan. I don't think any other soaps need a middle-aged woman. They're full. General Hospital is full up on that age group. They already have freaking Carly, Ava, Liz, Nina. Whole sports were middle-aged women. No more. They don't need any more on General Hospital. B&B, they're going to do anything with Taylor. It would just last a year. Then she'd be gone. Young and the Restless. Maybe as leverage for Jack if they wanted to. That's the only one I could see her on. But otherwise, she can stay unemployed for all I care.
So there's me muting Alan's mic. We don't speak ill of Fancy Face. We don't do that here. We just don't. So Dee, where would you want Christian to go? And also, what was your favorite Hope story of 37 years?
I don't want Hope on General Hospital. I don't want Christian Alfonso anywhere near General Hospital. I know they can't afford her. I know Frank gonna try it, because Frank makes offers to everybody that gets fired from every show. But he was probably sitting out there in the parking lot. But it's whatever. If she went to Young and the Restless, I would want her to be a love interest for Jack, because it's age appropriate and she can actually handle a storyline with him. She knows how to act, so we could actually do this. I could see that being a viable pairing, because, you know, the only other viable pairing that he has would be with Michelle Stafford, because he can't make it work with anyone else. But, you know, I said what I said.
No, that's how you clear, bitch.
What, you didn't love him with 29-year-old Alice Hunter?
Alice Hunter was great, but that was the biggest miscast I've ever seen in my entire life. They were so mismatched together that was painful. If she went on Bold and the Beautiful, I would want her to be a brand new character, because I'm saying this as a day one Bold and the Beautiful fan. We are some rabid dogs. There is no way that I would suggest that I would subject one of my favorite actresses to Bold and Beautiful fans, because I also love Hunter Tyler, and she is Taylor. Fuck what you heard. I said it. And oh yeah, I said it. I wouldn't want to do that. I would not. The same way that y'all be talking mess about Thorsten as Ridge. No, I would not.
Well, but there's a difference between a good and a.
Okay, there's a total difference.
There's a difference between somebody who could be successful.
The point I'm making is, if you're gonna, you're setting someone up for failure to cast them in certain roles. Like, if there's some roles that are just straight up iconic, you wouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. It's really, really hard. I would not want her to come in as Taylor, because she's gonna come in already being shat on, because that's the character Taylor Hayes. She's been shat on since like 1987. No, I'm just kidding. That's just when I started watching. But
even before, like, she got on the show.
Yes, she was, you know, I wouldn't want my favorite just to automatically be up against Brooke Logan and then have her get dragged by Brooke Logan for existing. That's trash in itself, because we already know that Brooke Logan is a dumpster fire. But I'm just saying, as far as that goes, if she was going to be on Bold, I would want her to be a brand new character with no history, to be able to start over, start fresh, and then be able to be paired with Bill, because you know Katie gonna die. Some organ gonna fail.
Ghost, because there is body parts left up in that girl.
You know what? She got bionics up off in her. She is the bionic woman at this point. She has no OEM body parts. So I'm saying you could pair Christian with, you know, she could go up against Quinn for Eric. I'm saying, if she's a brand new character, you can put her with just about anybody. She knows how to act. I mean, she could be with Thorsten. Hey, Christian and Thorsten would be fire. I already know this. I mean, I love Christian Alfonso. I would not want her to be at a disservice. So I would say, if she's going to any show, go as a brand new character, and don't you dare go to General Hospital, because that's just slumming it.
I would rather have her with no direction on The Young and the Restless than for her to be on General Hospital. Because at least if they even did pair her with Jack, the acting alone would just be okay. You know, I'd be like, okay,
Josh. I would love to see, okay, I'm not trying to make a joke, but like, Bump Daytime. I would love to see Christian resurrect her Melrose Place role as that Madame Lauren from years ago.
Yeah, that would be cool.
On a new, like.
Or I want to see her in The Real Housewives of Salem.
If she's gonna do a next chapter of her life, let's do a real next chapter. Like, maybe the chapter is not daytime anymore. There's something
else. I mean, who knows? I mean, Angie Cohen may hit her ass up for Beverly Hills next season.
You never know.
If we would have a straight up Real Housewives of Salem, I would be down with that. I would be so down with that.
You imagine you don't even understand. That fucking eyebrow at one of them housewives, like being ready to beat their ass. And she
get Christian Alfonso, get Crystal Chappelle. As a house, get them back in each other's orbits again. Okay, I would watch that.
See, that would be good programming. I mean, you have Eileen, and Lisa Rinna. Come on.
Oh, get them.
Oh, God, the Days Girls, yeah. And, you know,
I Real Housewives of Salem, that would work.
And honestly, we all know that Christian is, of course, you know, I bet she's going to take the time, you know, live her life, go on a vacation once, you know, the pandemic starts to kind of rest a little bit. And, you know, she's probably going to make some pies in the kitchen or something, you know, like Jean Passanante. But then, you know, I bet when she returns to acting, I bet the next thing we see her in will be fire regardless, because it's Christian. I mean, she truly is a good actress. And I'm not just saying that as a
but
fan.
She wants to be. She's
such a... Okay, Alan, you're muted.
You're going on mute, Alan.
I mean, Christian is such a...
She can phone it in sometimes, you have to admit. She can get kind of lazy.
Okay, and so can I when I'm doing the dishes. But I still finish it, and that's what matters. Because let me tell you, Christian, and after 37 years and being in over 4,000 episodes and having to play Princess Gina 3 times... She deserves to be lazy on a Wednesday episode when she's talking to Big Julie at Club TBD, TBA, Julie's Place, whatever in the hell it is these days. Mm. She deserves it. Ugh. But, Alan, I actually want to go back to you because, like you mentioned earlier, you are now the Kristen DiMera of Twitter, some would like to think. You released a bit of news. How about you go ahead and talk about that?
Yes, circulating for months, like Victoria Cone Bell was out. Some people have known since February, and it's pretty much been an open secret for months now. So, and people were openly hinting it out on Twitter. So I decided when Tony from Woody asked me, just purple the Band-Aid, I was like, okay, I don't care what some Twitter thinks about me. I don't care if people are mad at me. Hoes will be mad. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to release it. And hoes were indeed mad.
You know, I have to say, and we all, like, defended you right away. Because I have to say, you know, honestly, and I'm going to speak up for Alan. It's not that big of a deal. I'm sorry. It's not. You know, it's not like you work for the show. It's not like you're making picture books with Greg Ming. It's not that big of a deal. And yeah, she's been out reportedly for quite a long time now. And I'm sorry, you know, it's the con of days wanting to tape 8 months ahead, which, you know, has saved the budget, which is so great that we have new episodes of a show we love. But, you know, that's the brass tacks of it. So Rodrigo, do you think the role should be recast? Or do you think they should rest the character of Sierra for a bit?
Recast. I mean, I love Victoria Conifal. She's one of the most beautiful actresses I've seen in daytime in years. But you recast a character like a Sierra Brady because it looks like the show is going in a direction of the children of legacy characters taking over the show. And you need a Sierra Brave. There's not going to be a Hope. There's no Bo dead. Hope's going to be about to be gone. You got to keep at least. You got to keep some Brady kids there. So I would recast the role. I do it right away. I don't know how they're writing her out. What the show has planned for her in the character. If I was the casting director, I would find a way. There's plenty of hungry actresses out there that you can't not recast the character. It's just it's plenty of storylines for Ciara. I mean, Ben and Ciara, I guess, I mean, they became this big popular couple. Ciara was a good character without Ben. She can be a good character without him. It's a good chance for the show to go in another direction with the character if they recast it. I would go recast it. I mean, I love Victoria, but she's not the end all and be all of this character. And there's plenty of other actresses that would want this role. Trust and believe.
So, Dee, Rodrigo brought up that the show should go in a different direction with Ciara, and recasting would give them the chance to do that. And I know many people have had taken an issue with the character because it seems she's very directionless and doesn't have a three-dimensional type foundation. So what would you like to see happen with Ciara if the character was recast?
Ciara's in her damn 20s. What direction is she supposed to have? Most people in their 20s have no fucking direction, okay? That is the most realistic thing happening on Days of Our Lives right now. I'm saying we got like spy eyes, and people coming back from the dead, people with fake hearts, no organs walking around. I mean, the most realistic thing is that Ciara is trying to figure out who she is in her damn 20s, okay? And they're obviously going to have to recast the character at some point. They might rest it for a little bit, have Ciara disappear into the mist like they did Laura on General Hospital, but at some point, Sierra's going to come back. I hope that Ciara comes back, that she's fiery, that she takes over Titan and she runs the shit out of it, because every other man in that family is a fucking moron other than Xander. I mean, I love Vi. That's my homegirl. That's my girl. So it's like, I understand it. I get it. You want to do something else, you can play Ciara in your sleep, because the dialogue is repetitive. Sierra's always chained up in a cabin about to get burned up like barbecue. So, I mean, as long as they get rid of that damn cabin set, I'm kind of happy at this point in my life. But I feel like Ciara, she needs to explore her karaoke side, you know? They always Brady. Hello. She at the root of it, she is a karaoke. She needs to, like, take her place on that throne. And I know there are people that are doing cartwheels and tap dancing and all these other things because Victoria is leaving. I give all of them a hearty fuck you. I don't care. When, I don't care if you like a character or not, but she's taking so much crap from Day's fans that I just literally say, fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go get a damn life. There's no reason for you to be harassing that girl up on her Instagram, stalking her, making up accusations about her, straight up lying about her. Who would want to stay for that? I'm surprised she stayed as long as she did. I know it's because of the fans, because of the fan loyalty, because she wanted to make sure that Ciara and Ben got a happy ending, and knowing Days is probably only going to last for 2 days. But I get it. I understand her wanting to spread her wings. Y'all need to quit dragging Ciara because she is a legacy character. It's not, you know, the writers just need to come back and give her some focus, put her over there at Titan, let her kill it. Because I mean, Brady dumb as dirt, all he does is chase after Chris in any damn way. I mean, and then there's Sunny, who she's the obvious choice to be running Titan. I mean, let's keep it real, she's the obvious choice. If not Xander, then her. She and Xander, actually, she should overtake Xander, in my personal opinion, because I need him to be a damn villain anyway. But I'm just saying, if you're going to put her in a direction, put her in a direction of power, give her a voice. I know people are like, oh, Ciara, she doesn't do anything except be with Ben. He's hot as hell and got those abs. I'd be fucking him every chance I got too, okay? Let's keep it real. I'm done.
So, yeah, and, you know, I feel the character is definitely needed because we're not going to have a Hope on the canvas, and we haven't had a Beau on the canvas in quite a while. So I think the character is definitely needed. But, Tiggs, do you think if they decide to recast the character that it should be somebody from outside the daytime pool, or do you think they should look into somebody with soap experience?
The only person I can think of is Brittany Underwood. You know, we've been trying to cast that child on everything under the sun for 20 years. But think about, I mean, we didn't know who the hell Victoria was, but she did a great job. So, you know, the character is needed. One of Bon Hope's children needs to be there. Since Sean Douglas just pop in like a goddamn Hallmark card and pop back out all the damn time. Yeah, like, I like Victoria, but she's not irreplaceable. Recast the damn character. Who cares? Everybody getting all mad. Find a brunette that's hot with Robert Scott Wilson for however long he gonna stay. And there you go.
People were mad, and I understand. I can see both sides of that argument. I can understand why people were upset, because there are people like me. For a lot of things, I really don't want to know. I like being surprised. People ruin the fucking surprise. They pull the joy out of everything. You know everything that's going to come in, and people always complain and say, it's predictable. This is because you already knew it was coming 3 or 4 months before because somebody already told you. I miss the days when there were shocks and surprises and you didn't know what was coming, when you didn't know that so-and-so was going to die or that so-and-so was going to pop up from the dead. Like, I miss that. I mean, I haven't genuinely been surprised by anything that happened on a soap opera other than when Jerry Jacks popped up as Mr. Craig. That's how long it's been since no one has spoiled me on something. And technically, that was on Twitter, too, but I was on the
Sheila Carter.
So I missed it.
For me, it was Sheila coming back in 2007.
And it's like, I know that, I mean, the stuff about her being out, it's been out there forever, and I know, I've known about it for a long time. I didn't say anything because I know there is a large fan base that are just like, look, I'm not just talking about Sin fans. I'm just saying in general that are like, don't spoil it. I want to be genuinely surprised. And that's the thing that's missing in daytime. There are no surprises anymore.
Well, and you know, the thing is once again, I kind of have to cut for Ellen because I've never minded knowing if somebody's going to be out of the job. Because then I think you need to shock me by their storyline. You know, I don't care so much that they're out, but show me a damn story. You know, if Sierra blows up in a car and blood sprays on Hope, then yes, show me a shocking story. I don't care so much that they're out. I care a little more when it's somebody coming back. Maybe, like, you know, let's say if Laura Wright left General Hospital 10 years ago, and she just came back in January, then yeah, I would care a little more. Like, I would want to be shocked by that on screen. But when they leave, I don't necessarily know. You know, shock me by your story. Like, I would have been pissed if I found out that Kimberlyn Brown had come back to B&B before I got the chance to see it and talk about that. But that's a whole lot different than knowing that a 20-something actress has decided to go on to greener pastures.
Yes, everyone knew she was going to leave eventually. So
there's a lot of people that didn't know, though. That's the thing. There's some people that know all of the spoilers. There's some people that know a little bit. And there's some people that genuinely did not know. There are a large number of people that have no clue, and they got blind.
It's obvious she wasn't going to be a lifer. It's obvious she was not going to stick around. That was obvious.
Like, I was heartbroken when Marcy left. You know, love her, I hate her, I adored her. And now that she's back, I'm so ecstatic. But, you know, when she left, you know, I was sad at first. But, you know, then you have to use some common sense as a soap fan. And, you know, if you don't have it by now, kind of too bad. Because the young people never stick around in soaps. I mean, where's Kim Delaney today? Where's, you know, what's that?
I think about who the hell that was for a second.
You
I mean, you get some. You get. I said what I said. You get someone like Susan Lucci. Yeah, she was young and she stuck for the whole time. I know not everybody does.
Well,
but
also
you can literally say spoiler alert and then say what you're gonna say. Like, it's like how many characters? It makes it a little bit easier and a little bit more palatable. And then there's people that don't follow Alan either because he blocked them or because they blocked him. But then the screenshots are going around. So it's just like, it was a cluster. And I just didn't say anything because I'm just like, you know what? I'm friends with both these people. Y'all are two grown-ass men acting like whatever, but that's not my business. Like, that's a whole separate subject in itself.
And I love that we're talking about Alan when he's like right there in the corner of the Zoom call.
I know.
But, you know, also, I had no problem with it. I truly had no problem with it because people decided to make it.
Because you messy. So of course you ain't got a problem with it. You
people decided to make it a bigger issue than it actually was. You know, it's not like Alan said, fuck it, Deidre Hall, she dumb, she gonna die by devil. You know, the devil went down to Georgia. You know,
that's next week.
This is just a girl in her 20s that is leaving a show that's at a 1.3
rating. You're saying just a girl, but honestly and truthfully, I think the other part that you're not looking at is, and I know I drag people that do this, but there are a large percentage of people that only watch a show for certain characters or for certain couples. And I know that's setting yourself up for heartache, but that is some people's favorite actress. At some point, everybody was just a girl on Days of Our Lives or Young and the Restless or whatever. So you have to be cognizant of their feelings. They're losing half of their parents.
Oh, and I get that, like, because when I lost my Marcy Miller, I freaked the fuck out.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay, I'm going to be real. I cried. Okay, I cried for about
We know solid... you cried. We know you cried, Kate.
Yeah,
when I lost my Marcy Miller, oh, Lord.
I've been watching all of this since I was 5 years old. Don't none shock me. I have my favorite actresses, actors, characters, but I'm fine. DeeDee's new wave for fans that watch for a couple.
But Dee, I also get where you're coming from, too. I do get where you're coming from.
Number one, I think I'm older than you. Number two, I'm not one of those new age fans. I've been watching Days of Our Lives.
I ain't talking about you, Dee.
But I'm saying, like, I'm talking about there are people that are flipping out that have been watching this show for a long ass time. Like, it's just,
and that's my problem, because they know well enough.
They know well enough. They know better than that.
Yeah.
Apparently they don't.
Which is sad. I feel sorry for them, because that makes them sound like that episode of Friends where that fangirl was chasing Joey Tribbiani around and really thought he was Dr. Drake Ramore.
That is half of soap fans. If you actually go to soap events, they call these damn characters by their names. They are extremely invested. Young ones, old ones. Go to any event
kinda
with Brighton James.
I can count
on one hand the number of people that actually call him Brighton. Just about everybody there calls him Devon. Like, I'm not even playing. Like, they identify with this character. That's who it's. I can see both sides.
Well, we identify too. I mean, you know, we've all been watching. Everybody on this podcast has been watching soap since we shot out of our mothers. But, I mean... Well, it's true, isn't it? I mean, look, I shot out of my mother, I swear.
I did not need that visual. Thanks, Casey.
I was a C-section baby. I did not cheat out of my mother.
He's like, I'm a C-section baby. I came out looking cute and not sweet.
Look, I did too,
you.
And they cut my mother wrong, so.
That explains the blood.
I can't see, and then.
Oh Lord, this got a little heated up in here. Got a little heated.
Look, I tell you, yeah.
I get it. I understand.
This is what happens when I'm hungry.
I understand both sides of the fandoms. Like, I get it. Maybe it wasn't the right way to say she was leaving, but in this day of Twitter, and the fact that Days is filmed 8 months ahead, a lot of their news leaks out.
That's the other thing too. They film too far in advance.
Since they started the schedule, we've known about a lot of casting.
Well, and also their cast is the leaks. You know, how can you blame Alan when their own stars are like, let's take a selfie with Brandon Barash
Instagram,
on the stairs the day after Steph is showing.
Yeah. So they set themselves up for that sometimes. But
yeah, I get it.
I get the fans are upset. Like, I, you know, the Sin fans.
It's a problem with daytime just in general. There's no surprise. There's no surprise in daytime anymore. There's no surprises in daytime. It's like, I'm not even mad, really, about the stuff being leaked. But I'm saying there's no surprises in daytime. That's part of the damn problem. There's no intrigue. There's no damn excitement. You know everything is going to happen before it does. Now, the only... probably the only person that might shock you would be Brad Bell. He'll come in with some weird stuff out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd be like, where did that come from?
The last time I was shocked, he was sending out fake spoilers on that ass. And you think something's going to happen.
Like, I was shocked
time I was shocked
the
when Nicole said, yeah. Yeah. When Nicole said, you're not, you're Myron. I was like, wait a damn minute. That's the last time I was shocked. By daytime.
Well, and then, you know, I say Sheila too, because I'll never forget that. I was still at school. And I was sitting in my math class. It was my final class of the day. And I was re-addicted to Bold again during the 30th anniversary. So I just wanted to get home no matter what. I thought Brad was really creative again, and the show was stepping up again. And so to get home and see Sheila at that 19-minute mark, and then go on Twitter and realize that everybody had been talking about it for like 5 hours while I was still at school. So, I mean, you know, that's the only way you can be surprised, though, is if you're doing something else and you just happen to watch the show before you get on Twitter. You know, that happened to me again the same day of the, you know, Kristen Nicole mask reveal, you know. But that's the only way you can be shocked, is if you watch the show first and then go to Twitter, which most of us don't do, because I'm scrolling through Twitter now while I'm watching these shows.
I mean, and that's what I'm doing right now. I watch the 100. It's on while we're filming this stuff. I did not get on Twitter because I don't want to know. But you can't, that's not even a litmus, because people have been people leak stuff all the time. It's like, it's like you have to avoid social media altogether. I'm probably the last person that knew that Michelle Morgan was was out at Young and the Restless, but that's because I was in Greece with no damn internet. So
Greece, you sound like a Days of Our Lives character.
you know my grandmother's from Santorini, so yes, I'm part Greek, which is why I get so heated with you when you come at me like, I'll F you up, you know?
It's and
like
the
exactly. I identify with him on an emotional level. Like, that is my dude, you know? I'm like, I get when he goes off and he does the crazy stuff he does. I'm like, oh, he's being Greek. Okay, it's still, you know? So I'm just like, it's whatever. I wish that there was something to be excited about. Like, bring back the excitement in daytime. That's all I'm asking for. Bring it back. Like, I want some love in the afternoon, and I want to be shocked about some stuff. Like, tell these people that you're going to start taking out of their paycheck if they be leaking this stuff. You set that up.
William DeVry.
Exactly.
And you know,
we're not gonna talk about him.
My biggest thing is, yeah, you know, and I will say, and you know, this is where I kind of have to backtrack on what I said about Twitter leaks, because I really don't want anything about Hope's final episode to be spoiled. You know,
you
like
know it is.
But you know, I want something, you know, to happen. And Hope really just needs a good episode. She doesn't need a big send-off. You know, we don't need Hope, you know, chasing out a fireball. We don't need Hope, you know, killing Rafe, even though that wouldn't hurt.
I need her on the back of a motorcycle.
We have all the good
news. You already know. Going into the sunset with my man, that's what I need to happen. But I know I'm not going to get that. I never get what I want.
But you know, some good flashbacks, you know, some hopeful moments, you know, have Christian say, all the days of our lives, and you know, just have a nice episode, make it feel complete. Because I think if they just make it feel complete, if I'm all warm and fuzzy in myself, like the All My Children series finale, then I'll be fine. Like, give me a good, well-rounded, well-written episode.
We ain't getting that.
We're not getting that. Yeah.
We getting some bullshit. That's what we getting.
We're gonna get some straight up dumpster fire bullshit. You already know it's coming.
Just you one flashback know. Wouldn't hurt either. But you know, it better not be.
I mean, she's worthy of a whole ass show, but we're not gonna get that either.
She's worthy of one of them online spinoffs.
Hope going back to Hope going to Africa too.
Everybody in Africa.
That'd be fine. You know, that'd be fine, because you know, every Horton and Brady is in Africa, so she'll be with her family.
They all going back to the motherland, so you know, from the earth.
Is she gonna take the fancy face and go sail out in the sunset looking for
and the person on Twitter that keeps calling her fancy feast, y'all are garbage.
Oh no,
y'all
no,
are garbage. No. Y'all are
not
garbage.
Fancy feast. I'm done. No.
You can tell if somebody likes or hates a character by the nicknames they come up with. Alan would probably be that one.
Twitter accounts. That's Alan creating Twitter accounts. If I see at Fancy Feast pop up on who you should follow, I'm gonna kill Alan.
It's not me. That's Michael. I think that's Michael on Twitter saying about Fancy Feast.
There's a dude and three chicks that call her Fancy Feast. It wasn't Alan. I'm just saying. I can see Alan changing his avatar to a fantasy feast label, though. I can't see that. That I can see happening, but no, nah, it wasn't Alan. Alan does a lot of things, but he's not that disrespectful. Yeah, he's not that disrespectful.
Well, it depends on who it is.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Look,
that's
I love you, Alan, but you know damn good and well that's the truth.
I'm a petty little bitch.
Alan and I normally drag the same soap characters, so the fact that he doesn't like Hope, I'm willing to overlook that.
Not just Hope, but you, like, you don't even like Christian. I don't get
and
that.
I'm mad at her.
I just...
It is what it is.
Let me go back to the fact that he likes Natalie Buchanan and then let's okay. Your Honor.
He's a soap goddess.
Yeah, the fact that that was in the soap cup. Get out of here.
We view soap goddess
very different ways.
We really do. Allie,
look, all I'm saying is no matter how bad Daze's budget got, all I will say is Hope didn't have to keep no dresses in her closet downstairs in the living room. That's all I'll say. Well, and that was more, you know what, let me shut up because I don't want Jeff Quatnitz to, you know, see dollar signs appear. So anyway, Tiggs, where can they find you on Twitter?
At the best, 11985.
And Alan DeMera, where can they find you on Twitter?
You gotta yell at me like I punch your grandma's left tit at Alan's wrap.
And Dee, where can they find you?
They can find me, the Victoria Conefield Defense Squad, at TMZ DD.
And Rodrigo, where can they find you?
You can find me at Rodrigo's World 81, looking out for more Daze departures. Can't wait to hear these names coming out next. Lord.
And Jesus. You can find me and the list of who Daze should really be looking to cut at KCS Hutch. And you can find our podcast on Facebook and Twitter. All you have to do is search at the chat _ podcast. And we will see you guys soon.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Wear a mask. You say that, and then when they come for you, the whole squad
gets right back.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Lord, can we grow up?